Welcome, everyone, to the Happy Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Kerry Jack, lifestyle entrepreneur, professional model slash actor, biohacker, and eco-warrior striving to make a positive impact on this planet. My goal is to inspire, educate, and entertain you while reminding you to enjoy the journey, not just the destination, as you happy hustle for a life of passion and purpose. I am so grateful and humbled to be spending some time together today. Now, let's dive in. What is up, you beautiful happy hustlers out there? Kerry Jack here, and I hope you're having a freaking awesome day. Really, just enjoying this very moment right here and right now, baby. And in this episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast, we have on Mr. Craig Siegel, who is a high-energy global keynote speaker and rising thought leader. He's been featured in tons of different publications, endorsed by some of the most well-known celebrities, entertainers, and athletes, from Rob Dyrdek to Ed Mylett to Andy Grammer and Marie Forleo. And he was born and raised in New York City. And from a young age, he always knew that he was meant for more, but he was just unable to put it all together. And then when the pandemic happened, he felt spiritually guided. He left his lucrative and comfortable job on Wall Street, which he was doing for about 13 years, and went all in on his passion and his purpose to help people upgrade their mindsets and fulfill their potential. And he created the Cultivate Lasting Symphony, CLS, which is an amazing movement that's impacted millions of lives. He's got a powerful podcast, a new book out called The Reinvention Formula. And today we're talking about how to actually change your reality, how to reinvent yourself and go from whatever you're doing right now that maybe isn't actually, you know, super enjoyable or fulfilling, and positioning yourself so that you can reinvent to a whole new reality, something that you feel so inspired to get up in the morning and absolutely seize the day. And this is what it's all about. Really, nothing's guaranteed in this life, y'all. You got to take action and reinvent yourself. If you're not happy, if you feel like you're sacrificing your soul right now, this is for you. This is the episode that can be the catalyst, because this is what Craig is all about, reinventing himself and how you can do the same, and just really fostering that bulletproof mindset in the process where you have that self-belief to achieve your desired destiny. All right, y'all, after a quick episode sponsor break, we're going to be diving in. And one quick thing, if you do get any value, please just share this with one person who can just actually benefit from it. That's how we continue to stay in the top 0.5% globally ranked podcasts out there based on downloads. And that's also how you can positively impact someone else's life. Check out Craig Siegel, check out thereinventionformula.com. And after a quick episode break, we are going to be diving into this episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast. Real quick, guys, I got to share with you a little secret, and that is optimal sleep. If you are not sleeping optimally, you are not going to be able to happy hustle a life that you love. You can listen to podcasts, you can read books, you can, you know, do your best to go to the gym and eat healthy. But if you're not sleeping well, you're not going to be a happy hustler. That's just the damn truth. But fortunately for you, I have a little secret weapon, and that is Magnesium Breakthrough. These are 7 different forms of magnesium all in one little capsule. And then you can actually optimize your sleep, because it legit reduces the cortisol levels and helps with deep relaxation so that you are sleeping optimally. And the best part is they actually stand behind their products at Bioptimizers. You get a 365-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it for whatever reason, send it back. Check it out at magbreakthrough.com, and you can get up to 33% off today. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/happy. Now, back to this episode. All right, Mr. Craig Siegel, welcome to the Happy Hustle Podcast, my brother. I'm super stoked to rock the mic with you.
Likewise, brother. The funny part is you and I probably could have chatted for 3 hours before we hit record. At some point, we're like, let's save the shoots and stuff for the show. There's literally no place in the world I'd rather be than right here with you. Let's have some fun. Let's get nuts.
I love it, man. I love it. I mean, you definitely are a happy hustler. You got a new book out called The Reinvention Formula, which I'm excited to dive into. But you're a value-based and high-energy global keynote speaker and a rising thought leader that has been featured in tons of different publications, endorsed by some of the most well-known celebrities out there. And you are just out there just teaching people how to reinvent themselves and really tap into a more powerful mindset. And I'm interested to hear about your CLS, your Cultivating Lasting Symphony. And it's a pretty cool movement that you're creating, man. I want to get into all that good stuff. But before we do, what's something interesting about yourself, Craig, that not too many people know?
I'm an introvert, which surprises people because whenever I show up on camera or on stage, I have a lot of energy and passion, I'm going crazy. But that was actually something that I had to develop when I reinvented myself and pivoted and started becoming more of a public figure. It was a skill set that I had to develop. Ultimately, my idea of a great night, like after a long week of hard work, is just chilling with my fiance, maybe a nice dinner, but I'm a homebody at heart. And I'm an introvert. Like if we go to a party, let's just say it's not a networking event per se, I'm not the most social cat there. And I think often that surprises people.
Yeah, actually, that surprises me because just your vibe definitely, you know, screams outgoing, you know, and extroverted. So that's cool. I actually know a lot of introverts that put themselves out there in a public way and, you know, mask it well. So good for you, man.
I am getting more comfortable, maybe a little bit more extroverted.
Yeah.
But ultimately, in my heart, I'm an introvert.
Yeah, for sure. Well, speaking of the reinvention formula, man, let's just dive right in. I want to kick things off with a bang. Tell us why you wrote this book and really what was the genesis behind it?
Yeah, so just a little context about my background and why your listeners should care and who I am. And I think this will be very relatable. Essentially, about 3 years ago in the pandemic, I totally reinvented myself. Prior to that, I had been on Wall Street for 13 years and I was making money. And at that season of life, that was what I considered to be successful. And I want to be very responsible to your audience. Making money is absolutely a part of success, but it's not the whole thing. And a couple of things happened all at once a few years back, and I found myself in a really dark season. I had just got out of a toxic relationship, which is never fun. My best friend, my dad, had just gotten diagnosed with cancer, still battling. And even though I had my own business, wasn't exactly putting a dent in the universe. And so, look, it wasn't like I was shot in war, nothing super, like not this big catastrophe happened to me, but my pain was my pain, brother. And on Mondays, like not only was I looking for the weekend, I was like, how am I going to make it till 10 a.m.? Like that's how miserable I was. And I started drinking a little bit more than I'd like to admit, but I didn't stay there long. I don't know if I found running or running found me, but I started running a bunch of marathons. And the irony there is a couple of years back, you couldn't pay me to run. And now I'm literally paying to run marathons. I just signed up in New York City. And it was awesome because, and I encourage all your listeners, have an outlet that's not your career where you can really be a gladiator in it and connect and form some creative juices and so forth. And so for me, during that season, running gave me meaning and purpose in a season when I was desperately looking for something. But ultimately, I was still at the JOB on Wall Street. And then fast forward to the pandemic, bang. I mean, I give this thing a lot of nicknames, Global Awakening, a historic opportunity, the great separator, pick your poison. For me, I just took a minute to reassess. For the first time in my life, I got quiet. I blocked out the noise and the interference, and I really just connected. And like, why am I here? And I know we're all here for a big reason. I think it's our responsibility to identify that and lean in. And it occurred to me in that moment that I'm obsessed with personal development. I mean, I've been studying like a lunatic for 15 years, NLP, Kabbalah, emotional intelligence, all of it. And then I said, and this is good for your listeners too, for anyone that wants to reinvent or find something new, make a list of the things that you're good at, your skill sets, your superpowers. Everybody's got them. For me personally, I could communicate pretty effectively. So I married that with my love for personal development, and CLS was born. Literally the next day on a run in Central Park, Cultivate Lasting Symphony came to me. Why symphony? Because I'm a strange cat. I always like that word. It's also a play on my initials, Craig Landon Siegel. And then I came home and the next day it was like, okay, this is what I want to do. And then the voice came. A lot of people call it imposter syndrome. I don't like the S word because I don't want to give it power, but I had some limiting beliefs. I had no celebrity friends, no following, no connections. And then I consider what I call the COI, the cost of inaction. And for me, choosing to go back and be miserable after lockdown, I associated with death. And so just like that, in that moment, the scariness of stepping into the unknown transformed into excitement. And so then it was time to put together the vision. And this is really good too for your audience. There's a big difference between a dream and a vision. Everybody's got dreams. Sadly, most people don't hit them. But a vision is a little bit more intentional and specific. So when I put together the vision for CLS, I looked at it like a 10-lane highway with each lane representing a different part of the business model. So speaking, coaching, huge podcast, sponsorships, the book deal, all the things. And then I reverse engineered it. And then I started building the personal brand and got to step one. And then ultimately with the book deal, I divorced from it. It was on the vision board. But if you want something so bad, you end up creating bad energy and resistance because you fear not having it. So I divorced from it and I was just building and compounding and the brand started to explode. I say very humbly, the podcast, all the things. And then Wiley had approached us. And here's a crazy fact. I didn't even have a lead agent or a manuscript. From what I understand from a lot of my mutual friends, it's very rare. They came to us. They were just coming off the success of my Let's book. And they pitched me. And then I countered with a really gracious, or I should say, what's the word I'm looking for? A really ambitious counter offer. And they bought. And we signed a record first-time author book deal. And as a result, they had a tight turnaround. Yeah, hell yeah. And you can't be afraid to lose the deal. That's one thing I'll say right there too. Wasn't afraid to lose it. They said yes, it felt great, and then it was time to get to work. And so that's kind of a long-winded answer, but I wanted to give your audience some context as to who the hell I am and why you should care. And then the book, The Reinvention Formula, this was always one of the lanes, but it's so important because it's kind of like a formal and official introduction of us to the world after two and a half years of building. But most importantly, what I represent to everybody, and one of the reasons why I think the brand has caught fire, is because I'm just an ordinary cat that thought really, really big and went for it and did extraordinary things. And so the reinvention formula is different than any self-help book I've ever seen because I've seen so many. And it was important to me that if we were going to do this, it was going to be unique. I was going to separate myself. So it's a hybrid of a lot about my story, the struggles, the rock bottoms, the lessons extracted, and then also how to pivot successfully, how to reinvent yourself in any area of your life. And the 15 years of doing a deep dive on all the different types of personal development all into one vessel. So it was only a matter of time before we were going to give birth to the book. And this is the right timing. And I'm super excited about it. I'm so passionate. I know it's going to help so many people. It's not niche. It's not just for entrepreneurs or single moms or people in construction. It's for anybody that wants to think, play bigger, level up, and really make a difference and unapologetically make a lot of money. So it was always on the agenda. The timing was right. And here we are, brother.
Heck yeah. Woo! Hot fire. I love it, man. I love it. I mean, I think a lot of the happy hustlers out there listening and watching can really resonate with a reinvention because, you know, unfortunately, society puts us in this track, you know, go to school, get good grades, go to college, get a job from college. And like you did, you know, you kind of climb the ladder and you get the next promotion. And then next thing you know, you wake up and you're unfulfilled. You're maybe unhappy. You got maybe some money in the bank, but not really joy in your everyday present reality. And I think, like you said, the Great Awakening, the pandemic was, or whatever you call it, the plandemic, it really was a great, time for people to just take a step back, reassess. And I know a lot of people resigned, a lot of people pivoted, a lot of people have attempted to reinvent. And there really hasn't been, I don't think, like a book written like this, like a successful formula to actually doing it. And I think it's very timely of you and to put it out to the world to really serve. Walk us through, if you could, give us a 30,000 foot viewpoint of like that actual formula to reinvent. Someone's out there right now, they're like here and you're like, heck yeah, Craig, this man, this lands. I wanna reinvent. Walk us through that process.
Yeah, first and foremost, you have to understand that you're here for something more than you're currently settling for. And it's funny, whenever I give speaking engagements, I typically start with who here thinks that they're here for something much bigger than what they're doing right now. And literally everyone raised their hand, whether it's a couple hundred people or a couple thousand. That's good because that means you know that you're here for a much bigger reason. So now it's like, all right, so what is that thing? And then ultimately, I would go back to what I said before, but in addition to the list of skills, I would add a second column, and that is, what is the list of 10 things that you love, that you're passionate about, that if you could wake up tomorrow and get to work on this and not have to worry about money, what would you want to do? Right? So now, and I don't care if it's reviewing movies or going hunting or whatever your thing is, make a list. And then the second list, kind of like what we talked about before, is a list of your superpowers and your skill sets and what your strengths are. And somewhere in the middle, there's going to be some commonalities and some data. And if you're still having trouble, I would suggest reach out to 5 to 10 people that know you best, that are closest to you in the world, and ask them straight up, what do you think I'm good at? And collect the data from there. But also, give yourself permission to be less than perfect. We got to let go of waiting for the right time. It does not exist. You got to get in the damn arena. So once you get some data, get in there. And like I like to say, clarity follows action. You got to take some shots. And if it's not the thing, most likely it'll be the thing that leads to the thing. But you'll never know unless you get in the damn arena.
Preach it, man. Yeah, you got to get in the arena. And I just think there's a lot of people who wait on the sidelines. You know, I always like to say, good and done is better than perfect and never finished, you know, and I don't even know where I got that from. Someone else, definitely, I don't want to steal credit from it, but it really is the truth. You got to just take action and then you'll pivot and evolve. And I think that a lot of people get like this analysis paralysis, right? Where they just get stuck and they're frozen and they're like, well, I want to start my business, but I don't know how. I mean, is it the right time? I don't think it'll work. Maybe, you know, and they just have the fear and the subconscious negative, like self-limiting thoughts that just loop. And I know one of your big things is like fostering that bulletproof mindset, because in order to reinvent, you got to have that confidence in yourself and that positive mindset. When you talk about forging that bulletproof mindset, what's really, you know, like the core of doing so? How do you rid yourself of those toxic thoughts, and how do you get to that powerful positive mindset?
I think one of my superpowers that I take pride in, and it's accessible for everybody, is self-belief. And when you can cultivate an unwavering self-belief, it can't be stopped. And let me just be clear, that's not an arrogance, right? It's a confidence, it's a tranquil yet radiating aura about you. In other words, you know you got this no matter what it is. Even if you're not experienced, you're resourceful enough, creative, and determined enough to figure things out. And also, if you get knocked on your ass, which will happen, especially in entrepreneurship, but just in life in general, you're resilient enough to pick yourself back up and say, okay, how come that didn't work? How can I apply it to this? So like people always ask me all the time, one of the questions I get asked is, weren't you scared to pivot and start something totally different at 35 years young and you had a good job, so to speak? Depending upon what your definition of good is, I was making money. And I said, well, I've been successful at other things, just like everybody listening to this conversation right now. And spoiler alert, the reasons that you were successful at those other things were not due to the things. They were actually you. And those same traits and characteristics are transferable to anything that you want to do in life. And so just knowing that like, if you get knocked on your ass and you don't die, you can get back up and you'll figure it out, and you're hardworking and you're available for abundance, so to speak, and all that stuff. Like, that's what it takes. And so many people, they don't get started because they fear what other people think, right? The judgment of others, or what if I fail? So what? It's a part of the journey. And there's a big difference between failing and being a failure. Being a failure means it's over. It's finite, done, game over. But if you're failing, a different perspective is you're trying and you're collecting data and you're seeing what doesn't work and what does. And so self-belief and an unwavering commitment, because obviously in life you don't get what you want, you get what you're committed to, and you combine those two things and you can do anything. And I'm yet to see anyone prove me wrong.
Yeah. You know, so well said, man. I mean, the self-belief, that is like the secret sauce to success, quote unquote, in any capacity. You have to believe first and foremost in yourself. And sometimes it's tough because your inner circle might not believe in you. They might even, you know, shit on you, right? And like try to beat you down and to make you, you know, feel self-conscious about your decision. And I'm sure you got a lot of that when you left your cush job and went on this journey of personal branding and you know, building what you've built now. Take us back to that moment, if you would. Like, what do you think was the catalyst, for really making that pivot and allowing you to supersede the fear?
For me personally, I made it so real, brother, that the cost of inaction, and this is really good for everybody, like literally ask yourself, if you're afraid to start something, what is the COI for you? So for me, the cost of inaction was I was dying a slow death. I was starring in this awesome movie. It was called Existing. And essentially, I was going nowhere, fast. And what's the point of being alive? Like, God, like, we're alive, thank goodness. Like, let's do something meaningful with our life. What's the point if you're settling and miserable? So I almost got to the point, not almost, like I did, where I felt like I was disrespecting my creator. And so it occurred to me that if I have to go back, right, then I might as well just die. But I don't have to go back. I could choose a different story, a different movie, so to speak. And that's what I did. I chose something different. And instead of thinking about what can go wrong, I started focusing on what can go right. And I leaned into that.
Ooh. Yeah, man. That's gold right there. The cost of inaction. I want all the happy hustlers to just like pause for a second and really think about like, where are you settling right now in your life? And what is it costing you? You know, because I'm in the same boat with you, man. Like, I was super unfulfilled. I was having quote unquote success with my businesses in New York, getting after it, grinding my face off at the time, but I wasn't happy. I wasn't fulfilled. I was actually like dying a slow death of just sacrificing my soul. And that's when I decided to really put the happy in my hustle and make a massive pivot and reinvented myself, you know, and the rest is, you know, somewhat history, as they say. But the truth is, it's not easy, right? I know it wasn't easy for you, and it takes some cojones, right? You got to like actually, you know, you have to do the thing. If someone's on the fence right now, oh, go ahead.
Jeff, right there for a second. Yeah, my bad, brother. I just wanted to say this: like, it's not easy, but if you make it very real for yourself, like literally, like. My worst case scenario is that when lockdown's over, I'm going back to my job that makes me miserable. If you paint and visualize that, then the fear of the unknown, it really does turn into excitement, and it makes it a lot less scary. So maybe it's not easy because it does take courage, but if you make it real for yourself, I think you're much more inclined to lean in.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. And I think there's a lot of people who are probably listening to this and maybe they're on the fence, you know, about actually the reinvention. And I'm wondering what you would say to those people, maybe who are on the fence should they do it or not? I mean, what do you think would be some words of wisdom there?
In the spirit of keeping it real, right, and painting a visual, like, it's not even about you, right? Is there somebody out there that you can help if you lean into why you're here? Or better yet, do you have kids? Or is there somebody that looks up to you? I imagine there is, right? I imagine also that you want to tell those people that look up to you to chase their dreams and they could be anything they want to be in this world. Well, why aren't you, mom? Right? Like, why aren't you, Uncle Craig? Like, you have to set the tone and the example. So if you're scared, at least do it for the ones that count on you and look up to you and the people that you can help once you lean into your purpose and so forth. And the only other thing I'll say is this. I know there's a lot of people out there that are like, well, Craig, that sounds great, but I also have to monetize.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Apologies for interrupting your programming, but I have to tell you, the best investment you can make in yourself is one in which helps you acquire skills. You've probably heard people talk about, oh, just invest in yourself and you'll be successful. Yes, that's true to a degree, but you have to invest in skills that will ultimately help you achieve your desired results. And I think one of the best skills one can possess, be it an entrepreneur or an aspiring entrepreneur, is the sales sword. really knowing how to sell, utilizing pressure-free persuasion, which will make you more money and more impact. Now, if you want to know how to sell more efficiently and effectively, I just launched a sales course called The Proven Roadmap Process to Selling Millions of Dollars and helping you to increase your conversions guaranteed. And you can get access to this new sales course that The Happy Hustle is launching at thehappyhustle.com/sales. And if you act fast, you'll get it at the lowest price it'll ever be available because we are launching it and we want to gain amazing testimonials and social proof to further share this knowledge. So if you act fast, you can get it at the lowest price it'll ever be. That's at thehappyhustle.com/sales. Now let's get back to this episode.
Can 100% monetize whatever you're super passionate about because it's an energetic exchange. It's a byproduct. So you have to lean in and make it less about you and more for either the world or the people that are counting on you.
Yeah, that's, I mean, and that's true. Like if you want to really make a positive impact, you have to get outside yourself and you have to start focusing on other people and how you can actually serve them. As you know, Tony talks about, Tony Robbins, the secret of living is giving, right? And like giving to others, that's the oftentimes the most rewarding, fulfilling thing you can do. And if you're stuck in a mundane routine, working a job that you dislike or even hate, unfortunately, you're not going to get to where you can actually serve at your fullest capacity that your creator wants you to and designed you to, right? So that's really what it's about is it's just, and you know, you just think about it, like nothing's guaranteed, man. Like we could go tomorrow. And it's, anytime I think about that, like I almost died last April from a carbon monoxide poisoning and passed out unconscious and my dog saved my life, actually. Some of the happy hustlers know my story on that one. But man, it really helped put things in perspective. And it doesn't take a near-death accident to do that. But it was something that really like, man, I just got to go all in and enjoy every moment. And I know you do too, man. I kind of want to pivot here because I'm sure there's a lot of people out here who are like, yeah, Craig, Kerry, that sounds all good, but like, I need to make money. I want to, you know, maybe share my message, but I just don't know like how to do it. For you specifically, what was your approach to making money initially once you left that job? Like, how did you start to marry your passion to actually make profits?
So in the beginning of CLS, and this is good for everybody, when I broke it down and reverse engineered from that 10-lane highway, and I don't want to be the next Tony Robbins, I want to be the first Craig Siegel, but you got to think big. And I looked at what this could be as the Apple of personal development. When I just think of Apple personally, I think of like the market leader. No disrespect to my Android fans. It's just what I see. And so in order to get there where we are today, okay, so what do I have to do in the meantime? And all I wanted to do for the first couple months was add value, create content, and build the community. I wasn't worried about monetizing for the first few months. I gave myself that leeway. And as I continued to put out content and build a community and build a group and have people interested in what I was doing and serve them, when the time was right, a few months in, I started creating that Hollywood hype and teasing that I was coming out with something. I was going to launch something. People were going to have an opportunity to work with me in some capacity, one-on-one group program, stuff like that. And I'm very humble to say when I did do that, after promoting it for a little bit, I had 25 one-on-one clients right out the gate. And I just want to be clear. I would never suggest or encourage someone to take on 25 one-on-one clients. It was very draining. It wasn't necessarily the best fit, but I was so grateful that people wanted to do business with me right out the gate. But ultimately, you got to give yourself a very strategic vision. So in my opinion, adding value gets you rich. And so I wanted to create content, put myself out there, give people something to chew on, be energetic, be passionate, and build a little bit of a vibe, so to speak, and some momentum. And then once you have a community, right, and you don't have to just be building a personal brand. Everybody should develop a community in some capacity, because if you ever want to reinvent, they'll come with you because you are the vibe. And so when I put together the strategy, one of the lanes was, according to speaking, podcast, book, the all that stuff, one of them was coaching. And so I started putting out the content. It was time to launch something. And I started working with people, and one thing led to the other, and they started to really expand and scale and so forth. And so I was very strategic, intentional with every single thing that I did. That's not to say everything worked to the T, because entrepreneurship is a little bit of trial and error and so forth. But I wanted to really add value and give, and then start promoting something that was coming and let people know about it. And they signed up, and I never looked back.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and being intentional there is really the point I want to echo, because I think a lot of people are unintentional with the community that they create, and then they have to almost like rewind and then get more clarity on their brand identity and who they really wish to attract. I know for myself, I started attracting people that I didn't really want to serve initially, and it was draining. And that's oftentimes, Yeah, that's what happens if you're not intentional. And now I'm so focused on serving high performing entrepreneurs who are heart centered, and you know, they actually pass the beer test, which is the most important test, which I'd actually have to want to get a beer with them. And it's amazing, you know, like I look forward to my calls. I'm like, hell yeah, I get to talk to this guy. You know, it's like, those are the people I want to surround myself with, you know, and it's just, it changes everything, who you're serving. Now, you do have to solve people's problems, right? And that's important. And speaking of problems, I'm just kind of curious, when you did do your reinvention, what was the greatest challenge, aka problem, that you had to overcome, and how'd you do so?
I think just the fact that, like, who's going to want to listen to me, right? Like, it's a very saturated place. There's a million people to choose from. And especially in COVID, or the pandemic, if you will, it became very trendy to like go online and become a coach. And it's like, and remember that app Clubhouse? I'm sure you do. Everybody and their mother was like an influencer and like telling people how they could help people. And so I had to acknowledge that and say, all right, it is a crowded space. But, and there's a chapter in my book, and I say this: if you don't clap when you see others win, you're missing the point. Because basically what they're showcasing is that there's a market for it. And I'm a big believer in, there's always room for the best. What am I willing to do to become the best? Everything. Work as much as I can, improve, beat on my craft, put myself out there, make strategic relationships, go to events, and do everything that I can to add the most value. And so now that I knew that, the fact that it was a saturated space, instead of that like paralyzing me or scaring me, I actually said, that's great, because eventually the pandemic will be over. And a lot of these wannabe coaches and stuff like that, or influencers, they're going to fizzle out because people will be able to sniff it out in 2 seconds. And I don't have to worry about them. I'm not competing against them. Just doing what I'm doing and marry the process, divorce the outcome. And that's what I did. And sure enough, I think you'll probably agree, even nowadays, like now that the world is wide open and so forth, you see a lot of people that tried to do stuff like this in the pandemic, they're fizzling out. And they're like back, either you don't never hear from them again, or they're back to their 9 to 5, whatever the case may be. So you have a vision, stick to it, and you got to play the long game, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure, man. Well said. Speaking of the long game, like I'm curious again, what you think about the future, especially integrating AI to personal branding and like, you know, this online space of deep fakes and, you know, all these people not keeping it real, renting Lambos and kind of putting on this facade of materialistic bullshit. It's just like, it's ever present. And I just think people who are like raw and unapologetically themselves just absolutely shine. When it comes to the future of online entrepreneurship, personal branding, speaking, writing books, you know, this world that we're in right now, what do you make of it? What do you foresee in the next 18 months?
I think AI, you mentioned that. It's funny because I was skeptical, but the reality is I'm skeptical of a lot of things, but it doesn't mean I won't try it. And in regards to AI specifically, you got to lean in. It's not going anywhere. It's freaky as to where we're at now. You can only imagine this is the beginning stage of where it's going to go. But if you can utilize it to add value to your business or collapse time and make more of an impact, I think you got to lean into that. And that's what I've been doing recently as well. But in regards to the landscape, like, this isn't for everybody, right? People are going to fizzle out. People can't hack it. You have to stay refreshing. You have to reinvent yourself. You have to stay consistent. There's so many factors that go into being successful, not only in what like me and you do, but in everything in life, right? And so those that are committed to the long game and being consistent and constantly learning and adapting, they're not only going to be just fine, they're going to thrive. And I think the online space, I think it's huge, billions. I mean, the podcast industry, forget about it. if I had the mindset when I started my podcast a couple of years ago, oh, there's a million podcasts, I'm late to the game, then I would have never started. We have one of the biggest podcasts in this space, with, you know, huge people on it, so forth, sponsored by Mark Cuban. So you can't have that mentality. You just got to start where you're at, and don't be afraid to be a beginner, right? And as I like to say, I'm a big believer in it doesn't take time. It just takes alignment. And once you get aligned, great things begin to happen for you.
Oh, boom. Preach it, brother. But I mean, fun fact, like my book is even called The 10 Alignments. So that's the subtitle. So yeah, I'll have to send you a copy. But that really is the key. And you got to get started. You don't want the imposter syndrome to hold you back any longer. If you're out there listening to this and you're feeling inspired in any capacity, don't just let it go in one ear and out the other and be passive about it. Be active and take action. That's what it's all about. That's what Craig did. That's what myself did. And that's what anyone who has achieved any type of quote unquote success. And I think everyone needs to define their own version of success, but you have to take action and just start. Now, this has been phenomenal, man. I know people are probably going to be like, all right, I need to get this guy's book. This is legit. Where can people go to pick up a copy?
Yeah, you can get the book anywhere you buy books, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. What I would suggest is go to thereinventionformula.com. And if this comes out or you grab it before it actually launches, then you get access to our launch team, all bonuses, giveaways, a how to reinvent your life toolkit, access to the biggest virtual event we ever threw, which is typically $5,000. All for the price of the book, which is $26. But don't forget to go back to thereinventionformula.com and input your name and confirmation number. And then I love to interact with you guys. I love to hear reviews. I love to hear how you're thinking about the book and so forth. We're also reading the book before it comes out in the launch team. So anywhere you buy books, for sure, The Reinvention Formula.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, thereinventionformula.com, guys. Definitely check it out. And, you know, this is one of those things that, like, why recreate the wheel? If you have someone like Craig who has already figured out how to reinvent and he's done so, I mean, you really only have been doing this a couple of years, right? The personal branding thing.
Yeah.
Dude, people, that's impressive.
Thank you, brother. People say like, they think it's an overnight success, but what they don't know is I've been working on myself for 15 years. I just finally put it all together. But thank you so much for saying that. I received that and I appreciate it.
Seriously, man, it's impressive. Kudos to you. I will say, you know, I always like to ask my guests a couple questions. I call them happy hustle hacks, and they're in a couple different disciplines. First being health. I know health is a priority to you. You're a runner, and in order to just crush it and reinvent and be a happy hustler, you got to have your health dialed in. Do you have a tip or a tool or a tactic in the health arena that's maybe a little unique that we could deem a happy hustle hack?
I would just say, like, make it non-negotiable. Like, for me, working out 7 days a week is not negotiable. And it's not because I want to look great. Yes, that's a great byproduct. But when I was a bit more unenlightened and immature, obviously looking great, it was the main priority. Now, looking great naked is a beautiful thing. But for me, I do my best connecting and soul searching and creative divine downloads. And it's like a portal to expansion for me. You also get an edge if you work out first thing in the morning. You're already ahead of the competition. You cross something off the list. You feel accomplished. It's a dopamine hit. So you got to make it non-negotiable. That's I know it's like it sounds pretty simple, but it's not because not everybody does it. But I would highly encourage everybody to find your thing. For me, I love to run marathons. If I'm not running, I go upstairs and lift weights. Whatever your thing is, I don't care if it's yoga or going for walks, but do something. Move your body because that creates a portal for expansion where you're more available for those creative divine downloads. So you got to make it non-negotiable.
Yeah. Those creative divine downloads. Well said. And I mean, like, health is definitely a priority in my life. One of the 10 alignments is optimized health. And, you know, I'm going to the hot springs right after this. So I got a hot springs and a gym combined out here in Montana. So you can do natural thermal soaks, cold plunges, and a workout all the while getting a smoothie from the smoothie bar. So, yep, it's a good spot. One of the highlights of my day. And I just had my soccer game. Yeah, man, you got to come visit, man. I welcome a visit from CLS someday. So anyway, man, let's do it. I want to talk about money. We talked about it a bit, but I know your background on Wall Street will probably have an interesting answer here. I like to think about money as a frequency. It's a tool. It makes you more of who you are, right? But I'm curious if you have a happy hustle hack, maybe something you do to save or invest or spend wisely that you can share with the happy hustlers and deem it a happy hustle hack.
Yeah. So one thing that you have to do is you have to build your container for wealth, right? So like there's a reason why there's a statistic that most lottery winners and so forth end up losing everything and then some after they win it, because their container wasn't big enough to hold it. And I don't mean like physically in a bank. I mean like what you believe you're worthy of. And you nailed it. Mm. Money is an energy. It's not a thing. It's not an actual physical thing, right? So let's just dismiss that. But start believing that you're worthy of attracting wealth. You pay for things, you invest in a coach, you invest in this, you invest in that, and money comes back to you as well. And it's a never-ending flow. And so you have to build your container, because if your container is small, but your money is big, you're going to lose it. You can't have more money than the container, essentially. So you got to grow your container, what you're worthy of, what you're available for. Start expecting, without being arrogant, to receive money and blessings and so forth. And by doing this, you're able to hold more wealth and attract more wealth. So it starts with the mindset, right? The money does not have power over you. It's just a tool. Like you said, it's just a thing. You can use it to do great things with it. You give it out, it comes back in. It's a never-ending flow. And let's make a commitment to dismiss that it has some sort of power, or it's not available to us, or you know, it's only available to a certain type of person. That's not true. That's just the limiting belief that we were born with, that we accumulated over time, parents, society, whatever the case may be. And now that we know that, we can remove that and replace it with something a little bit more empowering. And one of the great tangible ways to do that is to constantly work on yourself and believe you're worthy of it and build up that container, so you can not only attract more, but you can contain more wealth as well.
Yeah, that's another great point, man. The container, like, and I think a lot of people struggle with that worth, that, you know, like they often undercharge what they're worth, or they don't demand their value. And it's going to be very difficult to achieve the abundance that you seek if you don't grow that container and change those money blocks inside, you know, your own psyche. While we're on that topic, what's the best money that you've ever spent while reinventing yourself for your business? Something specific.
Coaches and mentorship. And I used to have like this mentality that I'll figure it all out myself, or who's going to do it as good as me. But the reality is that's a scarcity mindset. And I caught that and acknowledged it. And I don't know what I don't know, brother. And I want to be around people that aren't necessarily better than me, but are a little bit further ahead, because it's contagious. And then I can minimize the inevitable dummy taxes that they probably paid. So I want to be around people that can propel my growth in different areas of life. And not only do I not have a problem paying for stuff like that, I'm actually all about it. I feel like I have an edge, an advantage. If I'm able to invest in myself by investing in people that can help me get further ahead and fill me with knowledge and wisdom, that's a beautiful thing. And I encourage everybody to lean into that.
Yeah, no, I'm a big proponent of coaches, mentors, masterminds, getting out there and really learning from people who have walked a path before you. Let's talk about spirituality. You know, you seem deeply spiritual. For me, it's not about religion, you know, or one God or another. It's just about connecting to a higher power and really just having faith in something bigger than yourself. What would you say is a happy hustle hack for spirituality, something that you do, maybe that's a little unique to connect to a higher power?
Yeah, so I've become super spiritual in the last couple of years, and my faith means so much to me, and I love exploring it, and I'm seeking and so forth. And I grew up Jewish. But I want to say I'm not super
mazel
big.
Tov.
Thank
I'm
you,
half
brother.
Jew.
Hell yeah.
Just I'm Jewish, yeah. I say.
I understand.
My mom's Jewish. My dad's Catholic, technically.
So that means you're really Jewish then, as they say, the mom.
Yeah.
So for me, like, I think religion, just like politics, has become very divisive. And I would rather us just all be on the same page. And so I encourage everybody to lean into whatever your thing is. For me, it's God. My relationship with him is very, very strong. We speak often. You mentioned the near-death experience. Last year, this time also in August, I was hit by a speeding car in Manhattan, hit and run, hit me and went through two red lights. And I just want to be clear, I didn't almost get hit. I got smashed in a speeding car, and I walked away physically unscathed. Mentally, I was shaken up, and it took me a while to process that.
Were you in a car, or were you on foot?
I was a pedestrian. Yeah, foot.
Holy
car hit right
shit.
And I just want to be clear. that I know that my time wasn't up yet because it's for a much bigger reason and we have a lot more to do. And so, and I think that the reason why that happened is because I'm so connected and I surrender and flow and I just communicate all the time and I love it. And then also the spirituality, like the quantum and the energy stuff of being a vibrational match and leaning into that, I think that's huge too. But it's not really one or the other. Like it's God and then it's the spiritual stuff. It's the energetic stuff. This is a spirit having a human experience. My 5 foot seven and a half vessel is obviously not as handsome as yours, but it is what it is. What's most important is the soul inside, right? The soul having a human experience and so far. And so between that, I feel like we're limitless beings and my faith with God that I work on every single day. And that's what's so important to me. And the beautiful thing is when you do have something or someone that you believe in that's bigger than yourself, you can never really be crippled because you always have that faith that even if something happens that you can't understand why at the moment, you know, for whatever reason, it's protecting and propelling you to something much greater down the road.
Heck yeah, man. That's beautifully said. And, you know, I believe like everything happens for a reason. I know it's cheesy, but I do. And to your point, like all those adversities that I've overcome and that you've overcome have forged our character and made us stronger to better serve our community and to the world. And I think that's really, for me, like I've explored a ton of different religions, like, you know, from Taoism to, you know, Christianity to Judaism and a bunch of others. And I just believe it's important to just have faith, something bigger than yourself, connect to God and a higher power. That's, you know, really, I pray every day. And just, I think it comes down to gratitude too, just having gratitude for everything you have in this life and everything you don't. If you have five fingers and you don't have a disease that's, you know, potentially causing one of those fingers to fall off, like you can have gratitude for everything and everything you don't have. So it's just, it's a mindset. And I really think it's cool that you're going deep down this rabbit hole too. So awesome, man. This has been phenomenal, yeah. Craig. I loved connecting with you, brother. Let's run you through the Happy Hustle rapid fire round, and then we'll wrap this interview up. So this is basically just where I ask you random things and you answer honestly, first thing that comes to mind. Are you ready?
I'm ready to rock.
All right. Favorite food? Go.
Cheeseburgers.
Favorite movie?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Nice. Favorite book?
The Power of Positive Thinking.
Ooh, yep. Favorite workout?
Long runs.
What's your spirit animal?
Shark.
Nice. Make the sound of your Happy Hustle reinvention rebel yell.
Bye.
Love it. Best business advice.
Go for it.
Whatever that is. Things you're most grateful for.
Being alive. Being resourceful. And then I finally identified my purpose.
Love that. And if you had a billboard for the world to see with your last piece of content on it, Craig, what's that billboard read?
Why not you?
Boom. Crushed that, man. You are an impressive human, Craig, and I'm grateful to just rock the mic with you and for future collabs. I just want to take a moment to acknowledge you, man, for sharing your love, your light, your wisdom, your reinvention formula with the world. And man, just excited to see, you know, what you created to future collab with you and have you out to Montana sometime. So thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Oh yeah. I would love that. And thank you so much, brother. Just the beginning of the friendship.
Heck yeah, man. Now I do want to just tie a bow on everything we talked about. If you could just distill all the things that we discussed into one sentence for the Happy Hustlers, leave them with that one sentence.
Become available. Receive the creative divine downloads. Think and play bigger and lean in.
Love that, Craig. And final question, man. What does happy hustling mean to you?
Working hard and having the best time doing it. And I want to be very clear, because I used to hear this quote, you probably heard it as well. When you find what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And I want to give a caveat to that. Make no mistake about it. When you find what you love, you'll never feel like you're working a day in your life. Because technically you and I are working right now, but it doesn't feel like work because we're connected, we're adding value, and it's a great conversation. So hell yeah.
Yeah, mic drop. Guys, check out thereinventionformula.com and Craig Siegel and CLS and everything he's doing online. Where's the best place for people to follow you online too?
Let's say anywhere in social media, at Craig Siegel _CLS. You check out our website, Cultivate Lasting Symphony. If you like inspirational texts throughout the week, totally free, and you live in the U.S., you can text me 917-634-3796. And text the word Carrie, so I know that you heard it from this conversation. And then anywhere you listen to podcasts, the CLS experience.
All right. Love it. Mic drop, y'all. Thanks for watching and listening. We so appreciate you. We are out. Peace and love, everyone. Real quick, y'all, I want to share with you something that is making a very positive impact on my physical health, as well as my mental health, but more so my physical health, because I really believe that you have to detox your body. You have to sweat those toxins out regularly in order to be optimized, in order to actually happy hustle your blissful balance and your dream reality. And one of the ways that I actually detox my body is from my TheraSage infrared portable and affordable 360 plus sauna. This thing is my go-to. I love it because it's actually affordable and it is portable. And it actually is made by a family-owned company that stands behind their products. And the best part is you actually get the hookup for watching and listening to the Happy Host podcast. You can just go to therasage.com and you could just type in code HAPPY and it will actually save you over 10% on everything store-wide, but specifically the sauna. And the good thing about the sauna is it actually burns calories. So you just sit on your bum, you can burn calories, you can decrease the inflammation in your body, which a lot of dis-ease stems from, and you can increase the blood flow circulation, which I'll just tell you, there's a ton more benefits, but those three in and of itself are worth your while. So you guys check it out, TheraSage, that's TheraSage.com, and then use code HAPPY to save yourself some money. And they got a bunch of holistic healing products on their site, but I'm just referencing this Thera 360 Plus sauna. I have the black one, love it. And the cool thing is also you actually, you know, you have hand holes where you can stick your hands in. So you could be working on your laptop or reading, and your head protrudes so your brain doesn't swell. A lot of like other saunas that, you know, the dry saunas like at the gym potentially, if you have one in your gym, you know, it's like a hot rocks. Those actually swell your brain over time and have detrimental effects. And given my current brain injury from the CO poisoning, I'm really glad my head is actually protruding from the heat zone in this TheraSage sauna. So that's another reason why I love it. You guys check it out again, TheraSage.com, and then use code HAPPY to save. Now let's get back to this episode. Real quick, I just want to share with you something that is near and dear to my heart. See, as a proud American, when I heard this stat, I was floored. 22 veterans actually take their own lives every single day, according to the Department of Veteran Affairs. And that's 22 too many. So the cause of veteran suicide prevention is one in which I am just all behind with all my might, and I think you should be as well. And that is why my friend, Mr. William Brandon, 26-year Navy SEAL veteran, started the company Naked Warrior Recovery. And it was created with the clear initiative to develop premium products to support physical and mental recovery through innovation and excellence. And two of my favorite products from Naked Warrior Recovery is Navy SEAL CBD Energy Drink. This stuff helps with energy and focus. It has 75 milligrams of caffeine, kind of like a cup of coffee, but it has 12.5 milligrams of CBD. And we're not talking just any CBD. We're talking premium quality USDA organic grown CBD. See, they are actually third-party tested. They're veteran-owned and operated, and they come with a money-back guarantee plus free shipping. And this is my go-to pre-workout lately. I got to say, it really is delicious and nutritious, and it gets you going. As well as Naked Warrior Recovery's Cool Recovery Muscle and Joint Rub. And this stuff is really great after a hard workout or after a long hike. You can put it on, you know, those sore spots, and it really helps your body recovery. So you guys actually get the hookup for watching and listening to Happy Hustle. You can go to NW Recovery and use code HAPPY to save yourself some moolah off of not just the Navy SEAL CBD energy drinks, not just the muscle and joint rub, but everything on their website. And you gotta just love the mission behind NW Recovery. Actually, they donate a portion of their proceeds to fight veteran suicide and just increase the prevention of this terrible tragedy. So go to nakedwarriorrecovery.com, use code HAPPY, save yourself some money, get some great products, and support an amazing cause today. All right, now let's get back to this episode. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast. I truly am so grateful that you took the time out of your busy day to spend time with me. Now, if you got any value from this episode or any episodes in the past, it would mean the world to me if you could please leave a 5-star review and share this episode with your friends so we can continue to spread this message. Guys, as always, it's been a blast. Now go out there and happy hustle for your dream reality.